Last time, down Gilead Lane.
Dr. Kramer, will you read the statement at the bottom of the page here, please?
The patient, age 7, insists accident occurred differently than police report indicates. Obviously, the injuries sustained to her head have left her extremely confused, and my professional opinion is that she should not be believed.
And doctor, is there anything written under that statement?
My signature.
Hey, listen, I want you to stop calling my house. You understand?
Not another call.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom and Dad. So here's our idea for the attic.
Mm-hmm.
How come you guys aren't excited? Don't you like our idea so far?
All right, we got another call last night.
I thought the doctor left town.
Well, this call wasn't about the doctor. It was about Grace Andrews.
The caller told us to keep our kids away from her.
But Dad, you never said we couldn't go over there.
So you have been going over there?
Yes.
Until your mom and I can check things out a little more, you can't see Grace.
Will you and Mom really check things out more? Because I still want to go down there.
Yes. In fact, I even brought some papers home tonight to start looking into all the rumors. Papers about the accident that was supposed to have caused her insanity.
Wow, you're serious about this.
Well, it's about your safety, yes.
Just in from the Eyewitness Weather Center, a serious storm system is headed our way, and it should hit sometime later this evening. This storm is gonna be a doozy, folks, so get some candles out and keep watch for further updates.
Boy, they weren't kidding when they said this was going to be a bad storm.
Oh, I just hope Timmy slept through that. Otherwise, he'll never get back to bed.
Oh, I give him 10 seconds to come running in here.
Mommy! Daddy!
Oh, you overestimated, John.
What? Did you hear that? I think part of the sky fell onto her roof.
Oh, no. It was only thunder, Timmy.
How come it was so loud?
It's just a bad storm, sweetie. It'll pass soon.
Well, I think I better stay in here just in case. Can I?
Oh, sweetie, there's nothing to be afraid of. You can crawl in here for a few minutes. That'll make you feel better. Come on.
How come nobody else woke up?
You spoke too soon, Timmy.
You think that thunder hit anything?
Thunder can't hit something, Mike. Don't you know anything?
Then how come you're so scared?
I'm not scared. I just wanted to make sure Timmy was all right. You okay, Timmy?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You didn't even know Timmy was in here, Justin.
Yeah, well, I...
Boys, that's enough. This isn't a big deal. It's just a storm.
Is everyone okay in here?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Everyone's fine, Brooke.
I crawled in by Brooke after the first big thunder, but then we thought we should check on you guys because it sounds like the storm's going to come right into the house. And maybe we should all go into the basement because you know what they
honey,
say about...
Honey, the storm is outside. It can't come into the house. It might be a long, loud night, guys, but we're all okay.
Well, I'm not going back into my room.
Me neither.
I thought you weren't scared, Justin.
Hey, do you think it would be okay if we all went up to the attic and slept together up there?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, can we? It's all cleaned up now and it'd be perfect.
We could take our sleeping bags up there. Please?
I don't know. I think it'll be even louder and draftier up there. Yeah.
But our sleeping bags are so warm, and we'd feel safer if we were all together.
Oh, I thought you wanted to go to the basement, Haley. Now, why would you want to be all the way up in the attic?
Because that's where everyone else is going to be.
Oh.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah!
But only if you try to get some sleep. Yeah. I don't want you staying up all night, even if it is the weekend. Got it?
Yeah, sure
okay.
thing, Mom.
Okay, sleeping bags are in the hall closet.
Happy camping.
You coming, Timmy?
I think I better stay here with Mom and Dad and make sure they're okay.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Suit yourself.
Oh, good thing we finished cleaning the attic tonight because there sure isn't enough room for everyone in here.
Since I'm up, I'm going to read over in my chair if the light won't bother you.
It won't bother me, Daddy.
Oh.
It'll be fine. Are you reading more history about the Gilead Lane accident?
Yeah. Something just doesn't fit.
Huh.
Yeah, these police and medical reports confirm that Grace's parents died on the scene while Grace was only blinded. But the rest of the details seem so sketchy.
Have you found any proof of Grace being insane?
No, not yet.
She's not crazy. She's really nice.
Go to sleep, Timmy.
I know that old radio still worked, Justin.
It didn't. I rewired it after we finished cleaning up.
I should have known.
That's perfect, Justin. That way we'll hear if they give us another weather report. Just keep it down low. How do you think Grace is doing? Do you think the thunder woke her up too?
She'd have to be deaf, not blind, to miss that thunder.
Do you think she ever gets scared all by herself? I mean, her house is surrounded by all those woods and everything.
Yeah, but she's not really alone. She has Finny.
Yeah, and that dog doesn't let anything get by him.
You're right. Do you wonder if she thinks we don't like her anymore?
Why would she think that?
Well, it's been over a week since we got that first threat call, and we haven't been down there since.
Yeah, and since Mom and Dad won't even let us go back there, we can't tell her why we haven't been to see her.
Why does everyone think she's crazy? Just because she's blind doesn't make her insane. It's so unfair. What's so funny, Mike?
You, until you met her, you thought she was just as crazy as everyone else does.
Look who's talking, Mikey. I practically had to drag you down there.
You did not. I went because I wanted to.
Only after I invited you 18 times.
Well, maybe Mr. Key's been down to see her.
Don't you ever wonder why he's not afraid of Grace?
Maybe he's just...
The line must be down. I was getting so close.
So close to what, honey?
Well, I don't know if I'm right about this feeling I have. I think I know why the town was so upset about Dr. Kramer being here.
Oh?
Yeah, and why the threat caller connected Grace's accident with the doctor.
Oh, here's a flashlight, honey. Mm-hmm. You think a tree fell?
Well, let's see. Either that or a huge branch. Mm. But, I can't see anything from this window. Rain's coming down too hard.
I hope nobody was hurt.
Oh, me too. Look, I'm going to call the electric company, let them know the power's out.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, no. Phones what? Are out, too.
Mommy?
I didn't know you were awake, Timmy.
Do you think Mr. Key's okay?
Oh, honey, I'm sure he's all right. But we'll run over tomorrow and check on him, okay?
Okay.
Now go back to sleep. Oh, I'm going to go check on the kids.
I'm coming!
See, Justin, I told you thunder could hit something. It probably knocked into the electric company, and that's why we have no power.
No, Mikey.
Mikey, thunder happens when lightning strikes and heat expands the air in and around it so fast that a loud noise erupts. We call that thunder. It's from the sound waves bouncing off everything on the ground and in the clouds.
Where do you learn this stuff?
Mrs. Collins' unit on weather in the fifth grade.
She must have skipped that part for our class.
Right. As I was saying before Justin interrupted...
Sorry, Mom.
The dad thinks a tree or a branch fell and possibly hit a line.
Did you guys call anyone? The power company should know.
What about Mr. Key and Grace?
Yeah, do you think Grace is okay? What if a tree fell on her house? She practically lives in the woods and...
Oh, we'll go over to Mr. Key's first thing in the morning and make sure everything is all right. Now, I want you guys to get some sleep, okay?
How are we supposed to sleep if it keeps thundering outside?
Ask Justin to explain how lightning happens. That should make you drop right off.
Hey, good night.
Oh, Rutabaga. Well, at least this morning brought us some sunshine. Mr. Noah, after last night's storm, I know why God had you build that big boat. This old house wouldn't have lasted 40 days, that's for sure. That tree didn't even make it through one night. Oh, Rutabaga. Well, Jeremiah Key, you should have had that old thing cut down as soon as you noticed it was rotting. Serves you right to have a branch down in front of your door. I'm not even going to think about how I'm going to get that up. I just hope Grace doesn't have damage this bad. Better call to make sure she's okay. Oh, Rutabaga, the phone's out, the electricity's out. What else did that storm do? At least the back door's clear. And a walk to Grace's won't kill me, will it? Oh! Oh, Rutabaga!
Mommy, why are you bringing that cake if we're just going to clean up Mr. Key's yard?
Oh, lemon coffee cake's his favorite. And that's what neighbors do for each other.
How come we didn't make a cake to take to Grace's house, too? She's our neighbor.
Haley, we've already been over this. Mom and I still don't want you guys going down there until we know everything's safe.
But what if something happened to her during the storm?
Mom and I'll check on things down at her house, but you kids...
Hey, there's a huge branch in front of Mr. Key's door.
And it got part of his roof, too.
Hurry up, guys.
he's okay, John?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's still sleeping.
Dad, we've been knocking forever.
Hello? Is somebody there?
I think I hear him back, Dad.
Yeah, let's go.
Mr. Key, are you okay?
Oh, it's my ankle. Oh, Rutabaga, I just wanted to go check on Grace, but these back steps get so slippery, I couldn't get out the front door.
Well, all right.
I think you just twisted it, Mr. Key. Come on, let's get you up and into your kitchen. Huh? Put some ice on that.
Would you get the door, please, Timmy?
Were you up here all night?
Oh, no, I just went out about a half hour ago to go to Grace's, and the phones are out.
Yeah, here, sit. There you are.
Good thing you all stopped by. I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, what are neighbors for?
Could I try the phone again? I just want to make sure she's okay.
Sure. We can run down and check on her, Mr. Key.
Let's go.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah,
we can do it.
No, Mom and I will go down there if the lines are still out. Understand?
Yes. Here you go, Mr. Key. There's a dial tone, so it should be working.
You think she's okay?
Thank you. Grace? It's me. Are you all right down there? You sure? Well, I had some damage over here, but as soon as I can, I'll be down to make sure your property's all right. Okay, you bet. Bye.
Well, everything's okay down there?
Seems like it, but I won't really know till I get down there.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Key, you need to take it easy and rest that ankle for a while. Don't worry about your yard. We'll get that cleaned up for you this afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am. Such good neighbors you folks are. I certainly am blessed.
Mr. Key, what are you going to do about grocery shopping for Grace this week if you can't walk?
Well, I don't plan to be down that long, Timothy.
If you are, though, we could probably go for you.
Yeah, we could do the shopping and take the stuff down to Grace's so...
Mr. Key, we're glad you're okay, really. And now that the phones are working again, you be sure to call us if you need anything.
Absolutely.
And Mary and I would be happy to do any shopping for you or for Grace, if that's what you need. So don't you hesitate to ask, right?
Thank you.
And we'll be back later on.
Let's go, kids.
See you later, Mr. Key.
Hope you like the lemon cake.
And that your ankle feels better.
Yeah, bye. Why don't we just stay and clean up right now, Dad?
Because we all need to have a little talk.
About what?
You, above anyone, should know what. Listen, guys, we have made it perfectly clear that none of you are to go anywhere near the end of Gilead Lane. How many times did you just volunteer yourselves to go there?
I'm sorry, Dad. We're all sorry. We don't mean to go against you guys or anything, but we're worried about her.
That does not mean that you have the right to speak for us. Now, you know that if someone needs help, Dad and I will do whatever we can.
Sure, but you are still not allowed to see Grace.
Sorry.
Come on, let's get home. I have a few things I need to do before we do some neighborhood cleanup.
The kids are just going to work on the attic until we're ready to go. Do you think we were too hard on them, John?
No. Listen, I've told you everything I know so far, and I only have to check a couple more facts, but we can't risk their safety.
I know. But you've read all those files. What else can you do?
I just have to make one phone call, Mary, and I think this whole puzzle will fall into place.
Are you going to call him?
I think he's the only one who can set us straight on the truth about Grace.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Dr. James Kramer?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Oh, this is John Morrison, doctor. I presided as judge in the recent case you testified in here in Coleraine.
I remember.
Well, it may seem odd, but I have a few questions about the accident that happened here on Gilead Lane 30 years ago.
I thought my attorney made it clear that my testimony and that event were in no way related.
Now, I understand that, and this call has nothing to do with your testimony or the trial, for that matter. I only want to find out the truth.
You must be new to Coleraine, then.
Well, we moved here about 15 years ago.
That accident left deep enough scars to make a legend out of Grace Andrews and Gilead Lane. Do you remember that night, Dr. Kramer?
I'll never forget that night. And I'll never forgive myself for what happened to that little girl.
So she was the 7-year-old you signed the paper over in the ER?
Yes. The paper that stated her account of the accident was invalid due to head trauma. She was the one. And I wish her voice had been heard.
Then why did you sign that report?
You wouldn't understand.
All right. What happened that night, Doctor? The police report I have indicates that Grace's parents swerved to avoid hitting an animal, causing them to hit the tree that killed them.
There was no animal.
What? How do you know that?
The child told me.
Then why did you sign this paper that indicated head trauma and mental injury for Grace?
Grace's mental state was in no way affected by that night. I've said too much already. I can't talk...
No, Dr. Kramer, please. I only want to...
Listen. Ask Grace. She remembers. She knows the truth.
Doctor, if you... Well, it fits. Mary, could you come here a minute, please?
Sure, honey. What is it?
It's time we go meet our neighbor.
Grace?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet Grace?
Yep. Let's get the kids and have them clean up her yard while you and I go talk to her.
What did Dr. Kramer tell you, John?
He told me to go to the source. Not everything's answered, and hopefully, Grace will help us with that.
So you really mean it, Dad? It's okay for us to come down here again?
Yes, yes. Mom and I are going to talk to Grace, but you all can start visiting her again.
Yes! What made you guys change your mind?
Well, I told you I would look into it, and if Mom and I saw that you kids would be safe, then it would be all right for you to come back, right?
So you know she's not crazy now?
To put it bluntly, yes.
How'd you guys figure it out without meeting her?
All right. Enough questions for now. Ooh, Grace has a dog.
Yeah, Finn McCool. He's Grace's eyes.
He's called a seeing eye dog, Timmy.
Grace, it's us. Open up.
Haley, don't be so rude.
Well, this is a nice surprise.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
I missed you.
Too tight, Haley. I can't breathe.
Whoops, sorry.
That's okay. I've missed you, too. And I hear some new voices, don't I?
We brought our mom and dad with us.
I'm John Morrison, Grace. And this is my wife, Mary.
Grace, it's so good to meet you. I feel like I already know the two of you. Mr. Key and your children have told me so much about you.
You think we could get started cleaning up the yard while you guys talk?
Cleaning my yard?
Well, the storm brought down a lot of branches last night. Our whole street is a wreck. We thought we'd help out.
Oh, thank you. The garbage cans are on the side of the house. Go to it and I'll make you all a glass of my lemonade when you're done.
Yes! Hey, can we take Finn?
Just call him. He's not on duty.
Finn, come here, boy.
A boy and a dog. I can't tell you how good it is to finally meet the parents of these incredible children.
Oh, thanks. We should have come a lot sooner.
Well, you're here now, and I'm grateful. I know how busy life can get.
No, Grace, we don't have an excuse. And before we say anything else, we need to ask you to forgive us.
Forgive you for what?
For not following the example of our children and welcoming you with open arms into this community. And for not allowing the kids back here once we found out that they'd met you.
Oh, so that's what happened.
To tell you the truth, Grace, well, we didn't know if they'd be safe down here.
I don't blame you. I know what people say about me. What reason do you have to trust me?
But what reason did we have not to trust you? Now, I would love to say that it was just the busyness of life that kept us from meeting you, but I wonder if deep down it wasn't our fear that kept us from doing what was right all along.
And on top of all that, Grace, we were disobedient to one of God's commandments.
Exactly.
I mean, he wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves, and we certainly didn't show you any love. So, please, please forgive us.
Oh, of course you're forgiven.
Thank you.
Now, may I offer you two some of my famous lemonade?
That would be wonderful.
You know, I hate to do this so soon, but before the lemonade, I wondered if we might ask you some questions.
About the accident?
Well, yes. You know, I spoke with Dr. Kramer today, and he told me that only you could tell us what really happened that night.
When I found out he was testifying in your trial, I wondered how long it would be before you came to see me.
Does it bother you to talk about it?
Honestly, no. Of course, there's still a deep sorrow inside me. But you should know that I'm very familiar with the God you two were talking about a minute ago. He's healed my soul. I'll answer any questions you have.
Well, first of all, we know there was a cover-up.
I'm sorry, John. Can we go inside and get that lemonade? I really don't want the children to overhear. They're not ready for this story yet.
Of course. We give you our word, Grace. Your story is safe with us.
Thank you. Coleraine just isn't ready for the truth yet.
Oh, kids don't need to know either.
Don't need to know what, Mom?
Well, yeah, what don't we need to know?
Well, you don't need to know what we're talking about.
Oh, fine.
We finished picking up the yard.
Good.
Well done.
And are you ready for some lemonade?
Yes!
Hey, hold it. I know Grace's lemonade is wonderful, but we have to get over to Mr. Key's before it gets dark.
Uh-huh. Well, how about you all come over here tomorrow after we get back from church?
We?
Are you coming with us, Grace?
Your mom and dad invited me.
So everything's okay then? I mean, I'm glad we can visit again, but it all just happened really fast.
Mom and I have talked over everything with Grace, and we know where those calls were coming from.
Weird, Daddy. Who was it?
All right, buddy. All you need to know is that I'll take care of it, okay? And while you were right to listen to Mom and me when we asked you to stop coming here, you need to know that we're proud of the way you all welcomed Grace from the very beginning.
Dad and I were wrong not to come down and meet her as soon as she moved in.
Right.
We shouldn't have waited. You showed her the love that God asks us to have for each other. And we should never be afraid to do what God asks.
Well, you can all stop talking about me like I'm not here. I just hope that I can see even more of all of you from now on. Finn and I just love the company.
Oh, he agrees.
So, what were you guys talking about in there for so long anyway?
Well, that's a story for another day, Miss Morrison.
Aw, come on, Grace. Secrets are no fair.
What are you talking about, Haley? You love secrets.
Only when I know them.
Oh, Haley.
You guys, say goodbye to Grace, and let's get to Mr. Keyes.
See you soon. We'll pick you up for church at around 9 tomorrow, Grace.
And I'll be here waiting for you when you come.
Well, until the next time we head down Gilead Lane, why don't you drop us a line or let us know what you've thought of our first 13 episodes. If you've missed any of them, you can get all 13 in a box set. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, Like a Good Neighbor, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Mitch Disselcone, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.